Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm having this conversation with Jeff in the house. No one's on their phones. Nobody's on the computer. Mm-hmm. We're having a conversation because we disagree with which is our favorite type. I'm more of a foam mattress person. He's more of the, it's called, it's like a hybrid spring and foam, mm-hmm. you know, so the two different. So we're just having this conversation. Nick, I totally think our phones are listening to us all the time.
Yes.
Because like, so we weren't on the phones. We weren't in a store where I would get geotagged. And that's where if you walk in one store, competitors can like, oh, they're looking at that. So boom. Literally yesterday on every one of my social media feeds, mattresses. And so I'm wondering, 644-9850, has this happened to you recently where you were having a conversation and then all of a sudden, look at that on your Instagram, all of these ads, like the purple mattress, the this mattress, the that, has that happened to you? Because I am like, literally, we were both so freaked out by it because it was just like, you know, short of calling up mattress.
It's a little wake up call that your phone is always listening.
And always on. You know what I mean? And is that
Can I tell you a funny one? And this is sort of related. So in the morning, I tell you about Owl Orthodontics. And I talk about Invisalign a lot. You would think I am actively every day shopping for Invisalign. Because the things that pop on my phone, I'm like, no, not relevant. But thank you for the offer.
Right.
I get every version of competitor for Invisalign hitting me up because we mentioned it a few times a day and my phone's right beside me. So it's always listening. I'm aware it is. I know it is.
I want to hear everyone's stories because you had to have an aha moment when this has happened to you. 644-9850. Hi, Kiss.
Good morning, you guys.
Hello, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
So has your phone been listening to you?
So, absolutely. My boyfriend and I were talking the other day about how my friend just got chickens. And, of course, I'm not researching chickens. But my Facebook comes up with a bunch of Facebook ads about things for chickens.
Chicken feed, chicken coops, chicken lights.
So your phone thinks you're a chicken farmer now?
Apparently, yeah.
Well, at least that was the conversation you were having because it could have gotten way
way more interesting.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Is your phone listening to you?
Hi, Janet. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. So funny. So I'm a mental health counselor, and at work, on my work email, there was this thing about a disease that can happen with certain psych meds, and my cell phone was nowhere near me. My laptop was nowhere near me. All of a sudden, on every social media, on my personal laptop and personal phone, that disease, warning signs for that disease was popping up everywhere.
It's just like, don't you just want to like turn everything off? It's so weird, isn't it?
It makes me want to move to the mountains where my uncle lives and has like no reception for anything.
I love that.
You have a way out. You got an uncle in the mountains. That's great.
Yeah.
Yep, totally off the grid.
So
totally
I have a question. Do you have like a smartwatch or an Apple Watch or something? Do you think it was picking up on that?
How are they tracing you?
Yeah.
So I don't have a smartwatch. So I have no idea. My cell phone was in my bag, like turned off. I put it on Do Not Disturb.
Oh.
But somehow,
Hold on.
All over my social media.
Oh, Do Not Disturb is them not disturbing you. They're still listening. Trust me.
Oh, yeah, they didn't stop.
Big Brother's watching. A funny one, Jim. My daughter keeps getting all these ads for Bad Bunny on her phone, and that's just because Meg likes Bad Bunny. So she's like, Mom, stop listening to Bad Bunny around me. Now I got to listen to all these ads. So yeah, it's always listening.
I appreciate
you calling. Always watching.
Yeah, exactly.
Always watching,
and thanks for what you're doing. I know as a mental health counselor, you probably have your hands full right now. We appreciate you.
Oh, definitely. Thank you. You guys take care.
Bye bye. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Is your phone listening to you?
I've got a couple things where my phone's listening to me.
Tell us.
The first one is my daughter and I were watching Dance Moms.
Mm-hmm.
And one of us was on our phones. Phones weren't even, you know, on or anything. Next thing I know, Facebook is asking me if I've visited Abby Lee's dance company lately. Now that's all the way in Pennsylvania.
Oh my gosh.
That's great.
Okay.
Never been there in my life.
Crazy.
All right. The other one is we got talking when the riots started about guns, taking pistol permit, doing classes, that kind of stuff. Next thing I know, I'm getting a text spam message about getting a gun.
Wait, a text message?
A text message.
Wow.
That's taking it the next step.
Oh, that is next level.
Yeah,
yeah.
Freaky.
Yeah, that is freaky. Is your daughter a dancer?
She is not.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering because you said you were watching Dance Moms. I feel bad for all the girls and guys that aren't dancing right now that wanted to. Appreciate you calling. Thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Good morning, guys. Good balls. How we doing?
Excellent,
hey, Pat.
How's everything going up in the air?
Up and away. We're doing all right. I'm happy to bring down it.
Very nice.
Full cooker.
So, it's going to be hot up there. Have you had a situation where your phone's been listening to you?
This is awkward, and a couple days ago, we were just talking about moving, and do we get a storage unit or travel pod? And all these different travel pods start showing up on my Facebook feed that I never even knew. I thought there was just one, and there's, like, different pods I never even knew of, like, freaking me out.
Yeah, well, exactly, and the fact that it showed up. So my question is, if it's showing up on Facebook or Instagram, does that mean that app is listening to us, or is it our phone as a whole?
I think it's phone.
I think it's the phone as a whole, and if you shut the GPS part off of it, I think it'll disappear maybe for a bit. I don't know.
Now, so the technology is it listens to your voice, hears keywords, and if an advertiser had said, hey, if someone says a keyword, send them my ad, that's sort of the technology. So your phone's always listening. If you have the Facebook app always active, which most people do, you can go mobile app or you can use the full app on your phone. The full app kind of always listens or gets that info from your phone microphone.
There's a weird YouTube clip too. It's kind of comical, but then when you think about it, how the guy talks back to his Alexa all the time and like yells at her and say that's the wrong song or whatever. Well, then the cops show up for to answer a domestic call. Just remember, it's just a joke, though.
Right.
And Alexa just tells them all.
Oh,
that's funny.
Wait, what he did.
Pat,
oh,
I have
awesome.
A request. Because you have probably the best fan in Western New York, could you fly over my house and kind of cool us down a little bit today?
Yeah. We'll do our leaf removal in the fall.
Yeah, okay, perfect, yeah.
Two great services. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate you calling. Thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, it's Renee.
Renee, is it Renee or Benet?
Renee.
Is your phone listening to you?
I 100% am convinced it does. I don't have social media of any sort on my phone. I have a couple of games downloaded. My fiance came home about 2 months ago and brought me this Magnum ice cream.
Okay.
Never heard of it. I was ranting and raving at how this is the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. About an hour later, I had an email. I had a couple other things. I've never once heard of the ice cream until, so it was email for coupons and stuff like that.
Oh,
really?
See, this
so
is
not even social media? Are you iPhone or Android, may I ask?
I'm iPhone.
Wow.
So
and
that
it
was
got
just
to your
that.
Email even. Like, that's like, oh my
hey,
gosh.
Hey, but it sounds like a win. You got coupons for good ice cream.
Yeah, you did
so.
Get, yeah, yeah, it did save you money.
No, exactly, yeah.
Doesn't sound but like then, a bad day.
But doesn't it make you like, should I put my phone away and then have good conversations? Or like, could you imagine if our phones took over and then would just text people like the conversations? Like if you were talking about something and they would text your conversation?
That would
like,
not it, be
this
good.
Could get crazy. Man, that would, you know?
They should just get rid of phones altogether. Life yes. was just fine without phones. Go back to a pager. They don't
yes.
They don't need to get a hold of me every second, you know.
Pagers and payphones.
I like it.
Yes.
And I like the look of a pager like on a belt loop or something. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Is your phone listening to you?
So it's actually not me. It's my boyfriend's story. He was talking about this girl with his buddy on the phone, and later on there was like a suggested friend request on Facebook.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was crazy. He was like, I've never met this girl. That was the only time I've ever mentioned her.
Oh, that's so weird.
So that's
but
the story
now,
he told you?
Yeah, so you guys, now, is that another way you can just kind of keep your partner in check? Like, just see who their suggested friends are?
Oh, I don't even know. I've never been on his Facebook, so I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know what? Nothing good happens from stalking somebody's Facebook, even if you're dating them. It just is like... Yeah,
definitely.
Just leave that. Yeah, either trust him or don't trust him, but I don't know if that helps at all. That's a great story, though. I've never heard that one before. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Is your phone listening to you?
Yes, I think it is.
Tell us why.
So my husband and I are doing some outside landscaping, as you do in the Rona season, as we call it.
Yeah.
And, we were talking about building my daughter a playhouse, like, from scratch, because we're bored. We haven't researched it. We haven't looked it up at all. We were just, like, drawing out plans. And now I have all of these, like, Facebook ads and Home Depot's popping up for all of these, like, pre-built playhouses. And I'm like, first of all, my phone should know by now that we are cheap people, and I'm not going to buy one. But listening to me, and I'm like, no.
I love that you think your phone should know you're cheap. That's great.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's just because you know why? I go onto all these shopping websites, and I just leave everything in the cart, and I never come back.
Well, I leave stuff in the cart and I wait until I get a coupon in my email. Yep. I do that all the time.
Jan, you know which one works well for that?
Hmm.
Wayfair. Go to Wayfair if you want to shop Wayfair. I've noticed that you go there, you put something in your cart, and then step away from it.
Yeah.
They're like, hold up, maybe this price will make you buy it. It is significant. There's one little way to save money.
Oh, cool. But yeah, I ghost it all the time.
Yeah, that's so funny that you ghost it. Wait, so my question, so you guys can actually, you're handy enough to build a little house?
Yeah.
Wow.
My husband and I have built our TV stand. We're building our bed frame and our headboard. We're kind of bored, so there's not really much else to do. And I figured we could get all these things done. And it's funny because when we do it, you know, like as loving husbands and wives bicker, we've been together for 10 years, my daughter always comes in and she goes, run away!
You guys are like Chip and Joanna Gaines. Are you going to have a reality show or some kind of a do-it-yourself show?
I honestly feel like we could probably do that because it's probably super comical to watch us. But I don't know. Maybe we could like collab. Maybe you could give me some contacts.
Totally. Like,
I want to know, how does the stuff turn out? Like you said, you made a TV stand. Is it nice or does it look like a person bolted it together?
No, it actually looks beautiful.
Oh, wow.
I was really impressed with how it turned out. Only because we usually don't do it a whole lot, but I was really impressed. My husband did a phenomenal job on it. And then he built our cats a cat tower.
That's awesome.
It's just a bunch of fun stuff. But my phone is constantly coming up with things that, like, we talk about that I just don't search because I'm like, oh, yeah, we'll get to it. And then I just never do.
Well, Jeff and I have watched all of Netflix. And so if you guys want to Facebook Live or do something on Instagram, we'd be happy to watch you guys.
You want to watch another couple online?
We're not,
they have a special site for that, Jan.
That's not what I said.
That's what I heard.
I know what you said.
I know what I heard.
Great. I've got my phone's listening. Do you want to say that to my phone right now? No, because we aren't a couple that would ever, ever delve into like building Swingles? Something. But we would be happy to watch you guys build something.
Oh, yeah. See, like this last weekend, we found a beehive in our wall and we had to rip the whole wall out and repair the whole thing. I mean, it was a dead one, but we're constantly doing home projects and building stuff all the time.
Good for you.
That's amazing.
My mom was like that. My mom was a do-it-yourselfer.
Yeah. Mine too.
Cool.
So it's kind of what I'm used to. I'm used to living in construction all the time.
That's amazing. Well, I'm glad that you are confirming my thoughts that our phones are listening to us. I totally agree.
Yeah, for sure.
I've got every sale on mattresses because we were talking about mattresses and this is how this all started. Literally, if you need to know, like, have you heard of the Purple mattress? I had never heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's Casper, there's Purple, the ones that fascinate me, Jan, are the ones that they just ship to your house, because I've moved a mattress before from the store to whatever.
They come in a box, I know.
Yeah, and how you could ship a full size, I assume you're probably going bigger than twin, right?
Yeah.
How you could ship a big mattress to a house just seems ridiculous, but they do it.
I will tell you a couple. I did learn that Mattress Firm they're still doing, if you're looking for a mattress, they are delivering and they will put it in your house and take care of the bed that you're getting rid of and stuff like that.
Okay.
For a lot of people, that's relevant because I've had friends that have ordered furniture and it's delivered to their doorstep and it's like, now what? You know, because it's not like you're going to get a bunch of friends over to do some furniture moving in this Rona time that we are all in.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.